What I meant by legitimate question arises out of the rigged election in 2013. As long as the mandate of the people is being subverted through irregular means, it's very difficult for a government to stand up and say that they have the mandate of the people, and hence the international community looks upon that government as illegitimate. That's what I was trying to elaborate.
How can this be resolved?
We, together with other political parties, have zeroed in on the question of election reform. We produced a document called NERA, National Election Reform Agenda. We are campaigning for those things that affect the free and fairness of an election. We believe that is the cause of our problem in Zimbabwe. We believe you cannot mobilize people as a government when the people have no confidence in you. And naturally, it spills in the international community. So that's what we are campaigning for, to ensure that by the time we go to the next elections, these conditions must be obtained.
Are you not concerned, though, that there are only 13 parties that are signatory to this NERA document?
There are 15 political parties that are involved. There are 13 who have signed. And I don't know how many political parties are in Zimbabwe, honestly. But I don't think there are more than 15. As far as I know, there are 15 political parties who have been actively involved in molding this document. So the fact that there are two or three others who have yet to decide to sign on does not mean that they are not active in molding the document. In fact, all the general secretaries of the 15 political parties were actively involved. It's just that their principals have yet to appendix their signature.
And how are you going to approach the government when you have all agreed as opposition parties? What is the way forward?
Well, we work through the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, because it is the authority that is going to run elections. And it is ZEC's responsibility to ensure that those conditions are achieved. Otherwise, as an authority responsible for independence or for running elections, they will be questioned. So far, there have been meetings with the ZEC, and there have been meetings with the United Nations UNDP, technical advisors.
What help is the UN willing to extend here?
Well, they have been asked to give technical assistance to a new voter's roll, the question of capacity of ZEC, the question of ensuring that all stakeholders are involved in the consultations and all that sort of thing. But there is a difference between having an independent ZEC and ensuring that the executive does not interfere with ZEC. And we know there are areas where the executive is unilaterally interfering when it comes to running of elections. For instance, deployment of the military, like boys on leave, the interference of the state in the issue of traditional leaders, frog marching people to elections, access to radio and TV. Those are areas where the state, the executive side of government, is not cooperating.